Hello, may I help you?
George Butler, please.
He speaking.
Hi, Kurt Haskell. I'm returning your call from earlier.
Yeah, Kurt. I'm with the Secret Truth GCN Network Radio.
Okay.
And just wanted to visit with you a second about your experiences on that 250-53. And I was just wanting to get your impressions. What happened over there at the ticket counter? I know there have been releases through Metro Times already and other news organizations. What were your impressions of what happened over there in Amsterdam and so forth?
Okay, what happened, it was really uneventful. My wife and I were just playing cards, and there weren't any seats available to sit in, so we sat on the floor about 10 feet away from the ticket agent, who, by ticket agent, I mean the person that checks your boarding pass right before you board the plane. And, you know, I'm just looking around, people watching, wasting time, playing cards, and I saw two men approach the ticket agent together. One looked like a poor black teenager, and the other one looked like an older, wealthy Indian man. And I just thought it was strange that they were together, so I just watched them a little more. And they approached the ticket agent. Only the Indian man spoke, and what he said was, this man needs to board the plane, and he doesn't have a passport. The ticket agent then responded, well, if he doesn't have a passport, he can't get on the plane. And the Indian man then said back, well, he's from Sudan. We do this all the time. And the ticket agent then said, well, you'll need to speak to my manager, and directed them to go down the hallway.
Okay.
Which, and they went down the hallway.
Yeah, I noticed your ticket up on the site there was a KLM, but I think they were acting as a ticket agent for Northwest and Delta, which have merged together. I think they had these alliances, and I wanted to clear that up for anyone that might be listening to this broadcast later.
Yeah, so KLM, to my knowledge, they're all one and the same.
Yeah, in other words, KLM in Amsterdam was acting as a ticket agent for Northwest Delta merger.
I'm sorry, can I put you on hold for 5 seconds?
Yeah, you bet. Well, we have Kurt Haskell on the line from Newport, Michigan. He's an attorney that was on Flight 253, and he's presently taking another call this time.
I'm sorry.
Welcome back, Kurt.
I'm sorry the FBI just stopped in to talk to me, but go ahead and we'll finish the interview.
Oh, okay. Do you need to go ahead and take that call right now?
No, go ahead. No, he's actually here in person. I told him he needs to wait.
But
go ahead and you can finish the interview.
Okay. So anyway, and then you and your wife, Lori, y'all were on vacation, down in Africa on safari or something?
Yep.
And then you got on the plane, and you're coming back, and this is what you witnessed. And how about right on the plane itself, what happened then when you were flying into to Detroit?
Okay. Well, the whole flight, which was between 8 and 9 hours long, nothing happened until we were about halfway through our descent to land. And a flight attendant walked by my seat and was talking to herself and just said, something smells like fire. Or I'm sorry, something smells like smoke. And that got me to look up. I was looking at the flight data monitor on the back of the seat in front of me before that and not really looking up. And that got me to look up, and I could see smoke coming from row 19. We were in row 27, up to the left by the window. And I didn't see any fire yet. I unbuckled my seatbelt, took a few steps up the aisle to get a better look, and then it burst into flames. The floor, the seats, and the wall up to the ceiling. When it burst into flames, people were screaming, fire. Somebody said terrorist. Water, water, somebody get water.
And so a flight attendant came in with a fire extinguisher pretty quick and got it out okay?
Yes. It all happened very quickly. Less than a minute, it was all done.
Oh, my gosh. That was quite a moment, wasn't it? The defining moment on that flight at the end, the very end.
Yeah, exactly. And then we still had, when this was going on, too, the terrorist man was being hauled off in the first class, really without a fight. he just didn't fight back. They
Is that
grabbed
where you
him
remember
away.
Seeing him at the ticket counter or the where they check in for the flight? Is that where you actually recall then that that was the same gentleman?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
I didn't actually get a good look at him at that time. He wasn't fighting. I wasn't paying any attention to him.
Okay.
I was
so
watching
was
the fire.
Very quickly. He was subdued by the by a couple of men very, very quickly.
Very quick. He didn't fight back.
Very quick.
And, you know, because of that, I wasn't watching him. I was watching the fire.
Right.
To me, you know, my plane's on fire. That's what I'm watching.
Right.
And I didn't get another good look at him until the flight landed. FBI came on the plane and handcuffed the man, and he stood in the aisle for a few seconds, and I got a good look at him.
I got, and then you reckon him as being the accused bomber. Is that right?
That is correct.
I see. So
that's
then
when
you
I made the connection.
What has been your experience since then? I bet you've been inundated by different radio and television and people CNN. I guess they all want your opinion and your live witnessing of this event. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm trying not to give my opinion too much. Just more an eyewitness account. You know, I don't want I don't want anyone to think I had any kind of an agenda other than.
I appreciate that,
Mr.
Haskell. You and your wife are both attorneys, Haskell Law Firm. So you,
that's right.
You have to argue in court from a very objective viewpoint in many cases.
And that's exactly what I'm trying to do with this. I'm not trying to give my opinion on anything as much as possible. You know, I've had some reporters grill me on my opinion, and I'm pretty reluctant to give it on anything. Just I'm not an expert witness on this case.
I understand.
I'm an eyewitness, and there's a difference.
Yes, I understand. I've got you. So you were there, and you and your wife. So, well, we certainly appreciate the interview, and we thank goodness that you and all the other passengers on the plane are safe at this time.
Okay.
And we certainly do appreciate the call back and the interview at this time.
Okay, no problem. If you need anything else, give me a call, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
No problem. Have a good day.
Thank you, sir.